Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for helping keep America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, all of our bulk mail center haulers of mail, and all of our suicide jockeys delivering our petrol products out there. We'll get into more of that next hour. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram as Captain's America. In every case, just type in Captain's America and you'll find us. And don't forget, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, on this Thursday morning, we start the day out with a newly revamped and totally rebuilt computer system for the professor of politics, Kyle Ward.
Thank you, Captain.
Yep, you're back to sound. You're back to sounding like normal after. And I did not know this. After Skype took a dive last night after midnight.
It seems to have, but everything needs to be working just fine now.
All right, well, everybody's done, and they're all going to go back inside. It is a beautiful night here in Tampa, I will tell you that much. It's 80 degrees. Now we have clear skies. It was mostly clear a little while ago when I put it in the chat room. But now we have clear skies, and we also have something else, Kyle.
What's that?
The price of gasoline went up 20 cents a gallon yesterday, most all over the area, because oil took a jump. And thank you, Joe Biden.
Hard for him to explain that away, as it's always going down for the last 30
years.
They are still trying
to take credit for the prices when it goes down and saying that better days are ahead and this, that, and the other. And what did we say a couple of weeks ago when the price dropped?
What was that?
It was going to go right back up.
Well, sure. Of course.
Well, how did we know that?
How's that?
We've been paying attention.
That's right, to the oil.
This is a volatile market, and it's all contingent to what's going on over there in the Middle East and in Ukraine. And when they have big, violent things going on, plus things around the world, boom, away it goes. This is a violent world we live in, and it's not going to get any better anytime soon.
It won't, because we know that they're not doing the policies they should, and they're perpetuating this.
All right. Strength through power. That's what I say, strength through power. Okay. How about the Pledge of Allegiance?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we underline and accentuate and put exclamation marks around those two words, under God. This country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and by God, people out there need to start waking up and realizing that, and maybe, just maybe, we might turn this ship around.
Yep.
All right. Now, I got some good news also from the doctor yesterday. I'm going to pass that out there because everybody knows I've been having trouble. And trouble accentuated itself because of something I did to my right foot. Remember I told you I knew I was having problems because my right foot was playing catch-up with my left foot? Well,
right.
Well, my left foot now is free of the infection, or leg, rather, leg and foot and ankle, is free of the election. That's all, or election, infection, that's all good stuff. And I'm back to no bandage at all and all that stuff. So there you go. So I really feel good about that. Everything is healed. And my right foot, get this, I somehow or another, and I think I know where I did it, I'm just not positive, I have a stress fracture in my right foot, right in the middle of the foot, towards the top of the foot, between toe three and four. And I also apparently tore some ligaments in there, which they're going to wait and see what happens, because my foot's so badly swollen right now, my right foot, I can hardly even put my sneaker on, which I've got my orthopedic sneaker. Let alone walk very far. So here we go again.
Well, I'm really pleased about the left foot, and of course the right foot's making hopefully the progress, and that's a setback with the stress fracture, but hopefully Captain is going to continue to get better. Absolutely.
Yeah, and all I have to do is they told me, they said, whatever you do, don't go hiking around. You're not, you could really do some more damage. So I'm watching where I'm walking and how I'm walking. Of course, I got the cane I'm using. I've been doing that for a while, but I feel better, and I'm not in as much pain as I was, because it's all, like I say, the pain that I had from the left ankle and foot and leg healing was enough, and had the right leg to it. And here we go. But here we go. Joe Biden has made a miraculous recovery. It's the best in history. He's so much healthier than Donald Trump was when Donald Trump got COVID. Donald Trump had to go to the hospital. Oh, he was so sick. And Joe Biden magically fought this off. And he's got his blue cape back on that says D for dumbass. And and what a joke that was. First of all, when he said all that mumble jumble yesterday, did Joe Biden have anything similar to what Donald Trump did?
I don't really think so.
No, not at all. He had this variant, this new AB5 or whatever, or AB5, sorry, that's the bill in California. He had that thing up, that,
yeah.
And not even close. As a matter of fact, had he been in better health, he might not have even gotten that. How do you like that? All right, hang on there, Kyle. We're coming back, folks, for more to Captain America Third Watch. We'll get rid of the mumbo jumbo. We'll get into the gist of the show tonight. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow, MyPillow.com. You know, Mike Lindell is one of those people who is a true patriotic American. He loves America, bleeds red, white, and blue, and the least we can do for someone like him is to help him after all the nonsense he had to go through with being woke or being the woke people trying to stomp him out of business and destroy him by getting him out of the big box stores and all that. Well, he's got a tremendous online website right now where you can go to MyPillow.com. And you can see all the stuff that he's got there. He's got all kinds of specials right now, and they're constantly changing. So I'm going to pursue this a little bit differently. What you got to do is you got to go over to MyPillow.com and go into the Radio Listener Specials page. When you go in there, the promo code is Captain. Captain is the promo code. Now, if you want to talk to a live person on the telephone, you can do that, too, by calling them at 1-800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, the promo code you'll need to go any further is Captain. Take a look at all the things they've got. Yep, they got pillows. Yep, they got blankets. Yep, they got towels. Yep, they got bed sheets. Yep, they got all sorts of things in there, not only for your bedroom, but for your home. And it's not just about pillows anymore. It's about a lot of different things that Mike Lindell has passed along to you in the form of savings for things that people need for their everyday home use when it comes to linens and things for your table, tablecloths, and all that. So check it out. And remember, if you buy something at MyPillow, you'll automatically receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. And that is worth the purchase of something all by itself. I'll trust you. Trust me on that one. So the number to call is 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page. And remember, the promo code is always going to be Captain. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, 800-641-5459. Okay, Kyle, what's Mrs. Professor up to?
Well, you know, we're looking at the towels, and also she's still enjoying her slippers so very much.
Oh, the slippers that are die for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
That's exactly right.
Okay, I appreciate that. And thank you very much to, let's see, who is this? I've got a soldier chiming in Okinawa listening to us right now via the Internet, and they're from Tampa. And they want to say hello there. Now, I never mentioned the last name of a soldier. I realize you told me your name, but I don't do that because a lot of problems can happen, right?
That's right. Yeah, we are always.
So, here we go. David, who is in the United States Air Force, a technical sergeant, with his parents, Fred and Lucy, that live in Tampa proper in Temple Terrace. He's saying hello to you because he's listening to this show, and I understand his parents are listening too.
Oh, that's amazing. That's great.
Yep, yeah, he told him he was going to call in, send a message. So there you go.
That's great. Well, we helped to make that connection.
Right, and thank you for your service, my friend. Thank you for your service, and thank you for listening. And we love the Air Force. They got MacDill Air Force Base right across the bay. I can look right out the window, and there they are right across the bay from me. You know that I've got safety in my backyard. Okay, back to the show. President Biden tested negative twice. He's come out of isolation. He's no longer in the cave. He's out in the open, right?
That's right. Yep. Yep.
Now, Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis, took a shot at Biden yesterday after Biden took a shot at Trump. Our governor said, didn't Biden have multiple booster shots only to come down with COVID anyway?
Well, he did, yeah. They had been bragging that he had been vaccinated and twice boosted or some such thing.
And he went on television to brag that he couldn't get the thing because he'd been, you know, this, that, and the other, and all that, right?
Well, that was also back during the campaign, saying, listen, you won't get this if you get vaccinated, and this kind of thing. And, of course, we all knew, and I think the medical people knew exactly the same thing at that time, that that wasn't really true.
And what he caught was more or less a version of the flu, an advanced version of the flu. He had it for two or three days, took the medicine he needed to take, and that was it. It was over with. Trump had COVID, the real deal, and had to go to the hospital, the real deal, because at that time it was much worse than it is now. Now, I heard yesterday also a mention of the word immunity, herd immunity. Did you hear that?
Right.
Now, that's true. The more people that come down with this and get it over with, you build up your antibodies, which, by the way, I got something to say about that. I also had a blood test done, and my blood test showed my antibodies are still way up after all this time with all the stuff that I've had going on.
Very cool. That's very good, indeed. Well, you know, Captain, I do kind of find it disingenuous for some people to try to draw comparisons, somehow to think that Joe Biden is somehow tougher than Trump, or he's doing this better than Trump did and coming down with COVID. And this, I just think there's really no place for that. I mean, at the same time, Captain, are they mocking the very same people today that might end up having to go to the hospital? And everybody's different in some way. They're all going to respond in different ways. And also, there was no vaccination. There was no booster shot for President Trump at that time. He was on the forefront of that. And so, but to make those kinds of comparisons, I think what people are doing is not really fair.
Now, what is the Fed raising their rate 75 points? What's that going to do to curb inflation or to help your business any?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I think that they're trying to, now here's, you'll hear it explained this way. They're trying to create so much pain, right, that somehow it's going to knock inflation down, you know, faster than it normally would if they only raised it another 25 basis points, this kind of thing. But we also hear rumors, Captain, that they may raise it again next month. So this is an all-out total war from their perspective on inflation, but this isn't really the right way to fight it. And I think in terms of business, in terms of people borrowing money to buy homes, I think it's going to get worse. I think it's also going to get worse for property owners who may have issues now dealing with how much their property is worth versus how much they have a loan for it. The banks could come calling and say, you need to make up this difference because basically your loan-to-value ratio is changing. And so this is where you might see foreclosures, not only for homes, but for things like apartment buildings, things like that.
Well, that's all true. And the other part of this is, when you talk about inflation and you talk about the things that got us there, if we had just stayed with what we had that was working, $1.87 a gallon gasoline at the time of the election back in 2020, if we had just stayed with what we had, we wouldn't be talking about all this nonsense right now. So you folks that voted for Joe Biden, how are you feeling now that your wallets are getting a lot thinner?
Well, no kidding. And it's something that everybody is feeling very, very strongly. There was one statistic, Captain, people are spending, what, on the order of $400 plus more per month on just regular stuff that they need to do every month to live their lives than they were back when Joe Biden took office. This is something that is not easily hidden into a family budget.
Yep.
People aren't made of money.
Yep. And I want everybody to understand something here. It's not just me saying this. It's Democrats and Republicans. The latest was Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, who I happen to like. I think he's a good senator and a sound businessman with the practices that he has had in the past. And I remember when I interviewed him when he first came on the scene years ago when I had the daytime, the afternoon show, and he came on my program several times. But he said yesterday, he said, recession, record gas prices, and inflation are all self-inflicted wounds caused by the Biden administration's policy. Amen to that.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's what we've been talking about literally for months. This is something that Joe Biden came into office, and in some ways, because it's their ideology, in other ways, just to simply spite Donald Trump and anybody who ever voted for him, and literally to spite the country, I guess, they reversed all the things that were, in fact, making sense, that were working economically, not just for Republicans, but for Democrats and independents all across the highways and byways. And they did all these things, Captain, and now they can't reverse it. They don't know what to do. They can't message their way out of it. They can't gaslight their way out of it. And here we go. We're heading to November.
And we'll be right back with Kyle Warren. And here's something for you to think about during the break, folks. A new poll out there. At least 2 out of 5 Americans have started a new side hustle to generate more revenue to pay the taxes and the cost of inflation. How about that? Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News. The alleged gunman who killed 7 people and injured dozens more at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, was indicted on 117 charges. The Lake County State Attorney's Office has confirmed. The charges include 21 first-degree murder charges, 3 for each person who died in the shooting. Robert Carimo III was also charged with 48 counts of attempted murder and 48 counts of aggravated battery with a firearm for each person who was grazed by a bullet or shrapnel. The 21-year-old's next court appearance will be Wednesday, August 3rd. Nearly 800,000 doses of the monkeypox vaccine will soon be available for distribution. That's according to U.S. health regulators. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle Warren, Mr. Professor of Politics, sir, and we'll get to you in just a second, but I need to tell everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking diligently for the past 8 years, and it works, or I wouldn't be taking it, and you wouldn't hear me talking about it. It's that simple. Now, here's the deal. I take mine in the morning when I get up, so it's in my body and my system all day long, and if I need to take a second pack, then I do. Now, my specialist, my doctor, took a look at the product and this, that, and the other, because obviously when you're taking things, you got to tell them what it is, so if they give you something for pain or infection or whatnot, it's not going to, jibe. It's not going to ruin the activity between the drugs together. But here's the deal, okay? Doctor says, man, this is good stuff. He says, matter of fact, I got some of the pains in here, too. I might want to take it. So here we are. 2 months later, my doctor is now taking this and telling his people about Relief Factor. Oh, this is hilarious how this works. And if the stuff works, folks, why wouldn't you say that? My God. So think about this for a second. If you've got back pain, if you've got neck pain, leg pain, shoulder, hip, foot, ankle, fingers, arthritis, bursitis, anything like that, this product will help you. And it also will help with the inflammation and the swelling that you have. How do I know? Because it happens to me. I take the product. Sometimes I'll take an extra pack to get rid of the swelling. Boom. Gone. End of story. Now, there you go.
And it's definitely helping me with the problem I have with the fractured right foot and the swelling that I got going on there, because I'm taking two packs a day for that to keep the swelling down and to keep the pain manageable so I don't have to take something else. Now, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And $19.95 is all it costs for the three-week quick start. It's been the same price for the 8 years that I've been with them, the same exact price. And while you're over there, they've also got some vitamins and supplements and whatnot. You might see something that you like as well. So, relieffactor.com/captain. Go on over there and check it out. Okay, let me bring Kyle back into the mix. Okay, Kyle.
Yes, Captain.
Are you ready for the next story?
Certainly.
Do you have something to hold on to?
Holding on.
Here we go. Oh, yes. I love that song and this report and that intro. That is just so amazing. And that guy that went, Dr. Fauci report, he's got that right on, doesn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Now, listen to this. Dr. Fauci, after all this time, miracle of the golden sea that he is, he says, I don't recommend locking anything down anymore. I recommended to the president that we shut down the country back in 2020, and we just don't have any need to do that. Well, if that's the case, how come we get the message late last night, before midnight, that Joe Biden and company are planning on declaring a national health emergency for monkeypox, which is going to mean what, Kyle?
Well, who knows what it's going to mean.
It's going to mean a lockdown somewhere, too, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we don't know yet. I think that it certainly sets the stage for something like that, because the word emergency, I think, is the operative word there. Yeah.
And who is it that needs to worry the most about monkeypox?
Well, we know that monkeypox, essentially, from what I know of it, it seems to be transmitted by sexual contact, and we've seen a lot of that in the gay community.
Thank you.
At this point. Yeah.
That's where it is at monumental proportions because of what's going on. And, you know, you gotta understand something, okay? Social diseases get transmitted, and it can be stopped if you just stop doing what you're doing to create the problem to begin with. Now, do you need to get vaccinated for something like that? Sure. Do they have enough vaccinations to cover all the people that might want to get it? Nope, they don't.
Well, we understand, too, that the Health and Human Services Secretary, and we all know his new name was, what is it, Javier Bacarera?
Yeah, it's Javier Bacarera. Old Bacchi.
That's what Joe Biden renamed him. Yep. Back during the transition.
Yep, old Javi. I know old Javi quite well. He's from your country, your state.
Yeah, but it's really Javier Becerra from California. You're right. He's going to hold a press conference Thursday morning on monkeypox. And to some degree, Captain, I think they're looking to try to show that they're trying to be responsive. But at the same time, though, because COVID isn't doing, you know, some big thing necessarily, they may be looking to try to change, again, the subject from inflation, gas prices, national security, foreign policy, on to something, another domestic issue. Yeah.
Now, I got to play on words here, so bear with me. If you weren't monkeying around to begin with, guys and gals, you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Well, certainly, yeah, this is, and by the way, what we've heard about and seen the effects of monkeypox, this seems to be really, really bad. We don't know that it's rising to the level of a COVID-style pandemic at this point.
No.
But obviously, yeah, they're drawing attention to it.
Yeah, so that's where we're at with that, and thank you very much, little Dr. Tony Fauci. Or what do you want to call him, Dr. Bob Fauci?
I don't know why. Rolled off my tongue.
You're really going to give him a good
Bob
name,
Fauci.
Right?
Yeah.
We're going to hear from Bob Fauci. Okay, well, Elon Musk is wishing Russia a bon voyage after they signaled their plan to exit the International Space Station. But Russia came back and said something else. They're not getting out of the space station right away. They're going to be there till 2028.
Yeah, this is where the tensions, you know, continue to really be shown, I think, in these kinds of joint projects. And I'll tell you this much, Captain, even up until this point, and I knew a gentleman who worked not all that many years ago, but in launches that had to do with Russia being involved, and there was a lot of compartmentalization from what we understand in terms of what Russia was allowed to see or be a part of, this kind of thing. And that was in, quote, the good times, right? But now with the times we're in now, I can only imagine the kind of tension that might be there.
Now, make no mistake about it, folks. The Chinese know that we're in Cold War number two. And it's time for us here in America to understand the same. We can't go burying our noses in the sand and ignore China anymore. There's certain people I run into all the time and go, oh, we just forget about China. Let them do what they want to do. They're not bothering us. Oh, really?
No, this is really going to be the big problem as we continue in through the 21st century.
Yep.
Here, China is incredibly interested in making its influence be felt on planet Earth. The Chinese government, I believe, has a real penchant for the idea that China is uniquely qualified to call a lot of the shots, shall we say, so definitely, we have to be very, very concerned.
Now, in a rare direct contact, United States to Russia, we are offering to trade the arms dealer that we arrested that was moving arms around the United States and other parts of our hemisphere for the Russians in exchange for our tennis player and our soldier who are being held inside Russia.
Right. Oh, the basketball player, I believe, correct? Yeah.
Oh, well, I said tennis. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, our basketball player.
Yeah, this is...
Griner and Whalen are their names.
And Whalen, exactly. Well, it'll be interesting to see how this might begin to play out. And certainly, I think it's a hard thing to do because, you know, if somebody goes to a foreign country and they from what we understand, violated the laws of that foreign country, it's difficult to create an issue over something like that if that's what occurred. But at the same time, if you, get some other real, give them back some real bad guy, that's also a lose, you know, so it's not an enviable position.
Now, we need to warn everybody on I-95 that there'll be a white Chrysler van coming south with a Captain's America bumper sticker in the rear window. You'll see it. That's our roving reporter coming back with a hot story, I'm sure.
I think so. You're right. Yep.
So if you see the van, make sure you give him lots of room. I can just see somebody right about now, or somewhere near Kenley, North Carolina, where the police department quit, by the way, the other day. And because he likes that place. He likes to pull in there. That's kind of like his halfway point.
Yep.
All right, I hear the music. Hold on. Folks, we're going to be coming back with the first Truckers Highway Bible Report. We got a lot of rain going on, a lot of flooding going on, a lot of activity going on that we got to tell you about. So don't go anywhere. I shall return with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
A Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It's source material for the early shows.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You know what? Now we're going to do this thing, and we want to dedicate this to Mr. James Brown. We're going to do something. We call it Can't Get Enough of That Funky Stuff.
to get up and hop on one leg around the table here.
Yeah,
that is cool in the gang, and that's one of their classics. And, of course, that came by way of James Brown. That's why they dedicated that. And I just thought it would be kind of neat to play something that I haven't played in a while. And this is a different version. The other one I played, I think I played James Brown's version before, but I know I played the earlier version of Kool and the Gang when they were on, that television show, what the heck was it? The one with the Soul, there we go, the Soul Train. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, Soul Train, yeah.
Don Cornelius. Yeah. Yep. All right. So, let me read this and then hand it over to you. A dangerous heat wave still, with widespread excessive heat warnings, heat advisories, and record-breaking temperatures will continue to impact the northwestern United States. And, I mean, this is really serious stuff, folks. And it'll go right through the rest of the week into the upcoming weekend. Excessive rainfall is expected to lead to flooding in the central high plains and across the Ohio Valley. And I'm telling you, coming across right now the middle Atlantic states, right through the middle of Kentucky and West Virginia, pretty much I-64, and then over in West Virginia from I-70 south down to I-64, you've got a bunch of rain, a bunch of flooding. We'll tell you all about that. Got heavy rain along the coast, too, tonight, East Coast. Kyle, take it away.
Thank you, Captain. We're going to start in Colorado this morning. We do have some rain and some pretty heavy rain, we understand, to tell you about. First of all, looks like the rain on the radar map right now has moved a little bit south of Denver. I think it was over Denver just a little while ago, but for Thursday, looks like they've got thunderstorms in the forecast. But right now, if you're heading down I-25 near Castle Rock, you've definitely got rain coming across the road there. Also, heading out I-76. Out of Denver, east out of Denver, you have through Fort Morgan and so forth, you're going to run into areas of heavy rain, evidently, and that's going to stay with you all the way over to where you're going to be heading towards Nebraska. Also, down on looks like I-70, this is going to be a little bit coming across the road as you start to approach the border with Kansas, and that may let up a little bit, but then as soon as you get into Kansas, you're into areas of rain and heavy rain as well. So be careful in that area. And, of course, to our listener, Aaron, I think that they might have been getting wet up there just a little bit earlier today, but hopefully the thunderstorms won't be too bad on Thursday. Now, in northern Arizona, we are up near Page. We'd also have some rain in that area, also stretching down towards Tuba City, and then a little bit down near Nogales. This is south of Tucson, of course, so you definitely want to be aware of that, and also some areas of heavy rain evidently going on in that area. Now, that's for the rain, but we also continue to have aerial flood watches through most of the state of Colorado, also most of southern Utah as well, but also, Captain, the heat. The excessive heat warnings continue all through the state of Washington, all through the state of Oregon, over into central and northern and central Ohio, Idaho, I should say, as well. And you could have temperatures that will go over into triple digits in various areas. Looks like up in Seattle, looks like it might be in the 90s, but south of there looks like it could be into the triple digits. Likewise, for Northern California, this near Redding, as you come down out of Oregon into Northern California, down I-5, excessive heat warning going on there. Also, most of northwestern Nevada, also under a heat advisory if you're coming out I-80 tonight out of Reno. So be careful out there.
Right, and careful is the bottom line here. Now, let me just take a look. You mentioned Nebraska, the southwestern corner of Nebraska, I-76 coming back up towards I-80. We do have a flood warning right there in that area right now along the state line, and we do have severe thunderstorm warnings going on right now for that area. A lot of heavy rain also in the northwestern corner, as Kyle said, over from Goodland, Kansas, all the way over towards Oakley right now along I-70. Be careful. Now, moving on down to Oklahoma, finally getting the heat under control down there. Southwestern or southeastern corner of Oklahoma has got a high heat advisory tonight, along with the severe thunderstorm watches that come with that. Texas and Metroplex East down towards Houston and over east on I-20 through Louisiana tonight, over into Mississippi, and coming up I-30 in Arkansas all the way up to I-40 and then straight across towards Memphis. You'll have not only the heat, but you'll have the threat of severe thunderstorms in there as well. Now, it is raining, and it is raining extremely hard, and there is major flooding going on right now in the eastern part of Kentucky, as well as the western part of West Virginia right now. You've got a major situation going on there with rain coming down literally in buckets. It's been that way all evening, and there are flood warnings all over the place in eastern Kentucky right now and western West Virginia. And if you know anything about the topography over there, Kyle, you go up a hill, down, or up a, well, they call them hills or mountains. You go up a mountain, down a mountain, and in the middle of the valley, that's where all the water goes. And I'm sure that's going to be a problem for a lot of those small towns that flood on a very frequent basis. So hopefully everybody's paying attention and they're listening to their weather radios and they're getting out of harm's way, because there are small towns and trailer parks and whatnot that are going to flood. You're going to hear all about it tomorrow on the news.
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Now, the East Coast tonight has got a bunch of weather going on over there, right along I-95, the I-95 corridor coming out of South Carolina, all the way up through North Carolina, all the way up through Virginia, Washington, D.C., and then it kind of skipjacks over into the southern part of Maryland, not quite up into Jersey yet. So, Jeff, if you're coming back, they're going to be driving in some warm temperatures with the chance of some severe thunderstorms. And some of those thunderstorms will produce flooding conditions, because over there along the coast right now, right on the Virginia-North Carolina line, you have got an area where they have a flood warning right now because of all the rain over there. So that's south of Norfolk and probably north of Wilmington, right there somewhere in that area over there. And then, of course, coming down into the Gulf, we don't have a whole heck of a lot to be concerned about in the Gulf tonight. Might be a little bit of fog over there around New Orleans, but that's about all I see. So, Kyle, Mr. Kyle, real quick, tell us about Pilot and Pine Jay. You got about 15, 20 seconds.
All right, folks, don't forget you can find out all about the great people and the great things at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All right, Kyle's going to hang on. I'm going to hang on. I'm going to be right back because we are going to go to break, top of the hour. Stations get a chance to identify themselves and tell you all about what they're up to. In the meantime, this is the Captain's America Third Watch rolling along in the overnight hours.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.